We're back. Week 6 of the Sports Betting Rundown. Week 6 of the NFL season. Coming off a good week last week, myself, 4-1. 4-1 on the week. That's the fourth winning week out of 5 weeks. 16-9 on the year. And an impressive plus 6.2 units. So keep listening for sure. I'm delivering results. Even my co-host, little down week from him, 2-3, but he's still plus units on the year. As we know, as long as you're plus units, very impressive. We'll take it. Keep listening. Two sharp minds on the podcast, albeit one a little sharper than the other. We have a great show today. 5 picks from me, 5 from Hudson. Let's get into it. For my first pick, we're taking it to Seattle, where it's the Seahawks against the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals, obviously, a little disappointing to start the year. Really disappointing last week, lost on a shank kick as the time expired. Seahawks, as we all know, Geno Smith, really hot. Number one PFF-rated quarterback. Number one in quarterback rating, I believe. So a little comeback for him. Piggybacking off of that, Seahawks offense obviously has to be performing at a high level, which they have, scoring 32 last week in a loss, 48 against Detroit, you know, if that even counts, 23 against Atlanta. That's their last 3 games. And the Cardinals offense has been underperforming. But again, we look at my favorite numbers, which is the public betting money. And the over, it's at sitting at 50.5 right now. 52% of bets, so public is pretty split. 76% of tickets, so that's a large discrepancy there. Whenever we see the discrepancy, we usually lean towards it, especially when I like the pick on its own. So the pick is the over 50.5.
What's up, guys? It's Hudson, back for week 6. Quick recap of last week. Sadly, I went 2-3. The winning streak is finally over, but the good thing is I'm still plus units on the season. I believe I'm plus 0.3 units, which is essentially even if you want to round down, but honestly, 5 weeks into the season, we're okay with that. For my first pick, I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins at home against the red-hot 4-1 Minnesota Vikings. I don't want to call the Vikings frauds because they are a good football team, but their wins haven't come against great teams. Their defense has been struggling, letting up a lot of points against offenses that have been pretty weak so far. It looks like Tua won't be playing, which of course is bad for the Dolphins, but I think the line's a little bit of a trap. Vikings minus 3.5 on the road. You would think Dolphins, right? And I'm going to do a reverse of myself. Usually I would take the Vikings in this position, but I'm going to take the Dolphins here. I think they cover 3.5 easily. Take them to win outright as well. For my second pick, I'm going to go with the New York Football Giants plus 6 against the Baltimore Ravens at home. The Giants are 4-1, best start to the season since 2009. They're coming off a huge win in London against the Green Bay Packers. Definitely weren't expected to win that game, but they came out on top. Daniel Jones finally becoming what it looks like to be the future of the Giants. Now, normally, you would see me on the Ravens minus 6 here, as I think the line is totally messed up. But I'm going to ride with my home team, the New York Giants. Sadly, I wasn't able to watch them last week. I didn't listen to Jay's advice. I didn't wake up, grab a coffee. I actually slept through the game. But I'm going to watch this week, 1 o'clock, at New York Giants, plus 6.
For my next pick, I'm going to go to a place that I've been multiple times in this podcast, and frankly, it's won me a lot of money. We're taking it to LA, SoFi Stadium, Panthers at the Rams, and the pick here is going to be Carolina plus 10.5. And I mean, the Rams, just like I said last week, I took their team total under, which was, I believe, 24.5. And it hit easily. They only scored 10. They lost by 12 to Dallas with a backup quarterback at home in L.A. You know, obviously Dallas is a much better team than Carolina, but this is all just saying that the Rams do not look right. They should not be favored by 10.5 against anyone. Even if it's a bad team, I just cannot trust them to cover. Stafford does not look right. The offense looks, frankly, awful. The defense doesn't look too hot either, but it's not horrendous. They've been playing okay, but they have allowed 22 or more points at 4 out of 5 games, which is concerning. The Panthers are awful, but 10.5 is too much for such a broken team like the Rams. For my last non-prop, we're going to take this pick, and it's because of a concept that I've been preaching throughout every episode, every season of the podcast. If the line looks weird, it's probably weird. It looks that way for a reason, and you take the side you hate. Now, this week, one game pops out to me in particular. It's the Bengals traveling to the New Orleans Saints, and the line is Cincinnati -2.5 currently. And you have to remember, the Saints are either going to be on their backup quarterback, Andy Dalton, or a banged-up Jameis Winston, who sat out, I believe, for the past 2 weeks. And he's really hurt. And, you know, I saw this line and it immediately popped out to me. And my first thought was, I'm sure it's the public bet. The Bengals are the public bet. And so I referred to my sources, DraftKings. On DraftKings, Bengals are getting 79% of the tickets. So the next step is we look at the other side. Saints, you know, 79, they're getting 21% of the tickets, but 47% of the money. So a fifth of the tickets and half the money. That discrepancy cannot be ignored. It looked weird. It is weird. And I really don't like this pick in theory, but I do like this pick in practice. The logic is sound. So I'm advising everyone listening to just pinch your nose and take it. Saints +2.5.
For my third pick, I'm going to go with the Seattle Seahawks against the Arizona Cardinals. Seahawks are +3 here at home. We got the 12th man behind us. If you remember last week, and if you follow me on Twitter, the Arizona Cardinals were my game of the year against the Eagles +5.5. That won for me. That was huge. But to be honest, the Cardinals did not look very good. The Eagles didn't look great either. But Kyler Murray struggled early on. I like the Seahawks here. Geno Smith playing out of his mind, proving to the Seahawks that they made a great decision sticking with Geno, getting rid of Russell Wilson. Seahawks here, got to take them as dogs at home. Rare occasion, Seahawks +3. For my fourth pick, we're going to go with the Sunday night game. I assume it's America's game of the week. We got the Philadelphia Eagles 5-0 and the Dallas Cowboys 4-1. Two members of the NFC beast. Eagles, story of the season so far, only undefeated team remaining. But we're actually going to take the Eagles team total under 23.5 here. And we have a stat to share. Now, usually when I share a stat, the play loses, but hopefully that trend turns around right now. The Cowboys have not allowed more than 19 points in a game so far. With this total set at 23.5, you got to take the under. Eagles didn't look great last week against the Cardinals, only scored 20 points. On the other side, the Cowboys defense has been amazing. Special teams has been amazing. I like the Eagles under 23.5.
For my first prop, we're doing an anytime touchdown score, and it's going to be Leonard Fournette anytime touchdown playing the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. It's sitting at -135 as of recording, and I really like this bet. It's going to be in a position where the Buccaneers are almost assuredly going to be leading. It'd be a big surprise to me if they were down, you know, past the first quarter in this game. They're going to be leading. They're going to be running. And they're going to be scoring. So Leonard Fournette, as we know, is documented, had a little bit of trouble scoring touchdowns the first few games of the season. Finally broke into the end zone last week. And I think it continues here. Leonard Fournette, anytime touchdown, -135. For my last bet, we're taking it to one of the premier games of the week, the Ravens playing the Giants. And it's going to be an interesting prop. Daniel Jones completions over 17.5. And at first glance, this seems like a pretty generous line. 17.5 is low, considering that he's gone over that, you know, 3 out of 5 times, but on one time he got 17 exactly. And this is going to be in a spot where, according to the line and according to recent history, the Ravens will be ahead probably a majority of the game. The stat is the Ravens in their 2 losses, they've only been trailing by, I think, a total of 15 seconds or something wild, which means that the other team obviously was down, had to throw, had to come back. And I think the Giants do this with Daniel Jones. Ravens have a good defensive coordinator. They took Michigan's guy, Mike McDonald. And Saquon Barkley has been the star of the Giants' offense. I think they try and shut him down and force Daniel Jones to throw. As a result of this, I think Daniel Jones gets over 17.5 completions.
For my final pick, I'm going to go with a double result, which I have not done all season. We're going to go with the Packers. It's -150 right now. They're at home in Lambeau against the New York Jets. Packers coming off a tough loss in London. I already talked about it in my pick in the Giants game. I refuse to believe that the Packers are actually bad, though. But if they lose this one, I think they lose the fan base. People start to doubt Rodgers, and that's the beginning of the end for the Green Bay Packers. I think this is a must-win for them. They're going to come out swinging, should easily be leading at the first half, and then just finish the game off strong. I like the double result here, Packers, -150.
And that concludes the episode, the NFL Week 6 betting rundown. 5 more picks from me, 5 picks from Hudson. And I think we have some good ones this week. Personally, 16-9 on the season, plus 6.2 units. 4 out of 5 weeks so far have been profitable. And I'm looking to continue the hot streak this week. Hudson, 10-12, but still plus units. Both of us plus units on the pod. Some quality picks coming out. And because of this, because we're hot, because we're making the audience money, we'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe to the podcast, rate it 5 stars, Apple, Spotify, whatever. It all helps out. You know, personally, I love seeing the support. I see the numbers, the listens for the episodes each week. And just watching the number rise, number go up to a significant amount of listeners means a lot. And we really do appreciate it. So as always, let's make some money.